It is 3:00. This is Special Commissioners Court. It's Thursday, November 17, 2016, second floor, Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, let us begin with roll call.
Jordi Garcia, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Carlos Varela, County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Inaldo Barrera, also the Auditor's Office, Angie Sanz is here, and County Clerk's Office, Alvaro Silva, and Missy Saavedra. We'll go ahead and go with line item 1, which is public comments. Any public comments will be taken at this time? We don't have much of it, so we have to bring the public and they're on the line items, okay. Moving right along. Line item 2, discuss, consider, and approve Brooks County Independent School District Student Training Agreement 2016-2017, presented by Ms. Solis. Okay.
Before I address the contract that you are having, thank you, Judge, Commissioner, and ladies for permitting me to come before you.
I'm sure people can hear me. Let me tell you a little bit about this transition, called the Transition Counselor, and what it is in regard to our students with disabilities in school, ages 14 on up, until, and in some cases, after they graduate from high school. What this entails, I believe it was in 2004, legislators passed an act for individuals with disabilities. And I believe it was 2011, and those were the feds. 2011, the state said, you know what, we need to do more. So now, on or before the age of 14, students need to have a what's called a transition plan. For example, when I grow up, I want to be a welder. Okay, that's their goal when they get out of high school. They might change that goal, but still there has to be a goal in place. And every year, it's reviewed as dictated by law. If a student wants to change it, they can change that goal. Excuse me. After they finish high school, the state says there has to be something in place. What are these students with disabilities going to do after they finish high school? In the past, it's sad, but it's true, we wouldn't do anything with these students. Some of them would vegetate at home, they didn't have a job, they were out in the streets. There was nothing that we as a school and we as a people, as a state, weren't doing anything. The state said, we want something done. We're going to give you some funds, but we want something done, whether it's a job to pursue a four-year degree or a two-year or technical school, whatever it is. The bottom line is they want them to be productive as much as they can. And we all know that there are some students with disabilities who are mentally challenged to the degree that they cannot be out there. We understand that. The state understands that. However, it does not absolve us, the school, to do something while they're in school and even after they graduate. So I've been going around the town looking for businesses who will accept maybe one or two students so they can get job experience. Just give them the opportunity to work at anything except outside. We can't have them mowing or doing anything like that because they're still in school. What you have before you is a contract that specifically states that if a business accepts a student, that business will not be liable in case the student gets injured or there's an accident. The business will not be liable. I think that's on page 2. On page 4, it states that, what should it state? Page 4. There's no compensation whatsoever. You don't have to pay these students. Bottom line is we want them to get experience. Maybe how to dust. Maybe how to take directives from their supervisor. Maybe how to arrange books, depending on their level. They will never be left alone. There will be a job coach. That can be me if we don't find anyone. We are asking for the start maybe an hour, twice a week, just so they can start getting experience. And I had spoken with a judge, and I had maybe suggested the library, since there's more activity, maybe more to do, just rearrange the books or whatever needs to be done. My proposal to you, commissioners and judge, is if you would allow the school, which is me, to place maybe one or two students at the library so we can help them start getting some job experience. Like I said, no liability, no compensation whatsoever.
And these kids are going to want to work for free?
They're in school, and
from
it's
what grade?
Part of the instruction.
From 9th to 12th, between there or what?
Okay. We are focusing on 17-year-olds, which are probably juniors and seniors, 18-year-olds. Like I said, we're not just going to drop them off. I will be with them. Somebody will be with them the whole time that they're engaged.
How many of these kids are in this program?
In this particular one, I'm going to say maybe there are 8, but not everybody has said yes. Because after I get permission from the district, I need to meet with a parent and let them know. Some parents will say, you know what, no, I don't want to. Others are very eager to get them started because these students might have siblings that are just at home.
And they know that they're not going to get paid?
They know, and the parents know, that there will not be any compensation. Now, if the business wants to give them something, that's up to the merchants and the business. But the contract clearly says that you don't have to, because that's not our objective. Maybe the students will do so well that after they finish high school, a business where they're at would want to give them a job. I don't know.
I think it's a great idea.
Liability looks like what's coming. How hard is that contract? How is it going to stand? If something does happen, is that going to stand?
It's going to stand because the school. The special
ed
attorney has so
taken
that.
Ms. Solis.
Yes, sir.
This kind of a
student training that y'all want to provide for these individuals, my understanding is a shadow deal with them all time.
You're correct.
Right? Because I know my wife works for special ed, and she's familiar with, but I know that back then they used to call them shadow, that they're always with that student all times, except when maybe if it's a male, or do they, don't matter if it's a female with a male, and how do they, like, if they have to go to the restroom, how do you provide that service, or can they do that by themselves, except to do others?
Okay.
Yeah. Disability. Yes. Disability. Yes. Right.
No, because the part, let me tell you.
There's a shadow, Vince, all the time with them.
It's not.
No. We, the public, have the concept that these are children who are bullied, that children who cannot walk, children that overnerve. And there are some, but this is not the top of students,
right,
that will be going out. There are some that cannot. We understand that. I see them. But now that there is more publicity about them, on the 14th, 15th, we had a Down syndrome walk, and we had some children with Down syndrome. We want the public to be aware that they're out there. Whether they've always been out there,
yeah,
it's the way they were born. But some of these children are educated. They can learn a trade. We see them now out there with all the package children. Some are working at Walmart and these are left.
Yep. You're right, Mr. Lewis. I see them out there.
That's why the state has the law. They want the schools to do more. And that's why I'm asking Mr. Martinez. The shadow is a little bit different because the shadow is in school.
Okay.
This is community-based instruction. They're still in school, but the person who goes out there is not a shadow. It's called a job coach who will be helping to instruct after the student gets their directive from the supervisor. I want you to do this, okay? The job coach will help the student understand, okay, how long did it take you, are you muscle, you should be sitting. This type of thing, they're schedule, but they just need an opportunity to be in a place. And I know in a good enough, there aren't a lot of businesses. I just got the hotel, the Holiday Inn, and one of the others. They're willing to help. The students might be learning how to clean the room, how to wash, how to fold the towels, all of the sheets.
Right.
Some things.
Anything. Phone napkins. They can do a lot of things. That's right. I'm all for it.
I remember having a couple of students, I don't know, like in 1980, 1970, but I had two in my laundry mat, and they would dust and clean. But it, I remember what it was, but it was a long time ago. There was two students. And a long, long time ago, there was a program, but not for students with disabilities. It was people who had already satisfied their academics, and they were placed in a community to work. Right now, we have students who have a day, we need to just go to the next day, and they're working at so they're working at another faster place. So this is just, that's my proposal. If you can help, please. I think it's a great idea.
It's only going to be at the library?
For the county, if you're going to start, I don't know if there's something here,
I mean, if they're graduated, if there's something that they can do.
Find something, depending on how many students you have, looking at them a day, we can do something for them.
And it won't be more than twice a week. We're gonna start with twice a week, maybe an hour, twice a week.
And how many students in all are we talking about?
We're talking about maybe six, seven. But all of them don't have to be here at one time. That might be counterproductive, unless you have some over there, some here, some, you know, somewhere else. But we have been able to secure a couple of other spaces. But the other businesses like Dollar Tree, Dollar General, because they're corporate, the managers here cannot make that decision. So that's for the general manager. The general manager goes further up. But because this is something for me that's not considered a priority, we're putting to the back. I've been out in the community in September trying to secure a place.
So help me out. I think this would be great for Brooks County. Anything for education, special needs? I'm all for. Do I have a motion to approve?
No, no, Judge.
Okay, motion by Martina, second. Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. I'll sign it, David. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Lee.
Thank you, ma'am. Line item three, discuss and approve. Constable Precinct 3, Frank Huerta, to sell old fire marshal truck at auction. Is that correct?
Excuse me?
Is that correct?
Okay, it's not a truck, it's a SUV.
SUV?
The sheriff's office is having an auction on December 3rd.
Okay.
And I'm putting some of our cars that have been there for a while up for auction also.
How many vehicles?
I think, right now, I think I'm gonna have six.
Okay.
But I need y'all's permission if I can sell Gonzalo Hernandez's old unit he would use when he was a fire marshal. It's no good anymore.
The white truck?
The white Expeditioner.
What about the white truck he had, the last one, the one that sheriff used?
He turned it over, I think, back to the sheriff. No, but
I thought that's the one you wanted to sell.
No. I wanna sell the old white Tahoe or whatever Expedition he used to sell.
Is that?
The motor's given out, it's got 300 some thousand miles on it.
Is that the one Franklin North donated?
Yes.
Yeah, when I was city councilman, Franklin North, he donated that to the city so he could use that thing. So.
Do you have a motion?
You know, I just need a permission to sell it on the next auction, I'm sorry.
Motion by Vargas, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Discuss, consider approved to canvass the returns of November 8th, 2016 general elections.
I wish we could have another Franklin North, Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, you have the canvas in front of you, and a smooth election. We have 2,660 record-breaking amount that has never been in Brooks County. So that was awesome. I mean, of course, the presidential election had a lot to do with it. The first page tells you how many people voted straight ticket Democrat, how many voted straight ticket Republican, and of course, Democrat was a very big number. And then it's broken down by elections. You might want to just jump down straight to page, I believe it's 14. Did I give somebody one that was written on the front? I didn't.
This one here?
Yes, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
There's a total of 2,016 votes that he got, with 600 undervotes, making the total 2,660. District Attorney, 2,086 with 574 undervotes, making it 2,660. County Attorney, 2,083, 577 undervotes, making it 2,660. County Clerk, 2,114 with 546 undervotes, making that total 2,660. Sheriff, Tax Assessor, Collector, 2,135 with 525 undervotes, making that 2,660. And then the rest are precincts. So if you want undervotes, I have your quote. I have one for each one of you if you want to see undervotes on that. County Commissioner, Precinct 1, Gloria Garza with 517, Pepe Garza with 220. Total votes for that precinct, 737. That also had been a long time since that precinct had come out with that many votes. That was a big number. County Commissioner, Precinct Number 3, Armando Olivares with 426, Henry Perez with 218, a total of 644 for that race. Justice of the Peace had Adela Quintanilla, 600. Constable Precinct 1, Arturo Garcia, 587. Ramiro Gonzalez, Constable Precinct 2, 475. Constable Precinct Number 3, Frank Huerta, with 534. And that is your last page, so you would sign and date that, please, to approve it so that I can send to the state. Yes. Everything with during this election.
Do you have a motion to approve? Any questions, sir?
Well, you, Oyana, on this, telling that it doesn't show how many voters are in precinct one, like in each precinct, like precinct commissioner 1, 2, 3, and 4. Right. Yes, right, because I know that you stated that in Garza's precinct, 700 and some came out to vote, but I want to know how many registered voters are in within that precinct, if it shows here. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just asking that question, if it's possible to...
Precinct 1, Box 1 has 576. Precinct 2, I'm sorry, this is precinct, and we're going to have to think about that and see how we can change that, because it's really confusing the voters, too, when they get their cards and it says Precinct 2, and they're not in Precinct 2, it's Precinct 1, Box 2, but it says precinct, and the state doesn't even recognize that either. They don't even know how Brooks County got to do that. They're like, you're probably the only county in the whole state of Texas that has precinct. You have 9 precincts, according to them, and we only have 4 commissioners.
Yeah.
So we only have 4 commissioner precincts, and that's the way it should be. So we ended up with 9 precincts, and so we're going to have to change that. But they'll be redistricting in 2017.
Right.
So that's when we can address all of that and change that. But for right now, precinct 1 is box 1, 576. precinct two, box one, I mean precinct one, box two, 1258. Precinct two, box three, has 1,267. Precinct two, box four, has 322. Precinct three, box five, that's in Encino, 148. Precinct three, box seven, also in Encino, is 244. Precinct six, I'm sorry, that's precinct three, box six, 1,170. And then precinct four, box eight, 759. And precinct four, box nine, 686. So, I think we need to change those precinct lines and call them precincts instead of calling them boxes so that everybody's not confused with that. But all in all, we didn't have any major issues. Yes. Yeah, it's not possible here because in Corpus, whenever you do that, and they do it in other counties too, not only Corpus, but you have to vote electronic. Vote electronic?
Did you vote anywhere more electronic?
Correct. If it's one, it's called a countywide where you can set up stations in different places so that if you're already there, you'll go and vote. And, you know, I don't know if that's even actually something that's being proven that more people come out to vote because it's, you know, you set up a location at the library, one at the annex, one at a school, and you can go wherever you want. I think it might confuse everybody a little bit more. We're already with these precincts and things like that, but it's something that we need to start thinking about because electronic is coming. Refugio County went electronic, completely electronic, and they're exactly the size that we are, with one major city like Refugio, and then they have Oswald and Tivoli, the way we have Encino and we have La Parrita. And they went completely electronic, has saved them a lot of money, because you don't need that many workers. There's no paper ballot, there's no programming of, you know, all these things. So Hart is wanting to come make a presentation sometime soon. And I would like for them just to let you know that we right now, because not so many counties have bought new machines, they're buying back the old machines. So they'll buy back the ones we have, because once they get an inventory that's too big, they're not going to take any old ones anymore. So we'll be stuck with them. And then I thought about, well, maybe we could have the school and the city since we do them, but then we wouldn't be able to charge them to do it because the machines are theirs. It would just be to reimburse my part that I play there, but it wouldn't be very much, and we make money from, you know, running those elections. So it's just something we need, you know, can think about. We still have some time.
Maybe consolidating the boxes, you know, the place where they can go.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's what we've been doing. Now we only have five voting locations compared to the nine we used to have. So that helps, and we don't spend so much money also doing that. But electronic is going to be the place to go. It's the most accurate. It's safe. There's no doubts. Everything will be ready probably by 8 o'clock. 7, you're closed. Read all the MBBs, and you're out of there. You know, so that's going to, we would need a ballot board. Well, you'd still need a ballot board to do, because we'd still have to send ballots by mail, no matter what. Those you still would have to do. Mm-hmm. And at this time, we sent like about 350 on this election, so it was big.
And some are already getting them, right? Aren't they getting their ballots in the mail automatically?
They're good for 1 year. Okay. They're only, like in January, we have to start getting new ones for all the elections. And that's city, school, they're good for all the elections, but it has to be once a year. And I know there was some confusion on people that were living out of town but are still registered here. Well, that's an expected absence, and you have to have a new application for every election. And I know we got calls.
State of Texas is sending individuals over the age of 62,
yes.
Right?
And they'll probably start sending them, I would say in December, okay. January, they'll start sending them again. Okay. And they are signing those. People are taking advantage of that. And, you know, before it was all up to the candidate to go and get that application filled, and we got a lot. Half of them were from the ones that the state sends.
Awesome.
So.
Okay. Any questions? Any further questions?
No. Good job.
Motion to approve?
Right.
Second? Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. I signed mine. Did y'all sign yours?
Did anybody needs a report of precinct by precinct that you want, who voted in what precinct.
The last, on the last page. The second to the last page, sign it. Second to the sign and paper.
When have we started doing that? Signing this?
This is law. This is what we've done always. A canvas always has to be signed and dated by the precinct clerk and then filed in the state.
This says, constable precinct three?
That's the last page. It's just the last page. I'm gonna put this, I'm gonna make a.
This is the only page?
Yes, so I'm gonna sign it. This is the last page in your response, so sign it again.
What's the date?
Today, 17. Tomorrow's a party, that's why I remember it's 18. That couldn't be.
Like, oh my god.
And you did, what, this?
That's it?
I just want something on my list, I need it.
Thank you.
Everyone sign? Okay. Moving right along. Line item five. Discussion and possible, this is consent agenda. So discussion and possible approval on line, on budget line items A through P. Were you all able to look at them, all of them?
You're here too. So once you sign it, you're here.
Were you all able to look at all the line items?
Yes.
Okay, any questions?
No.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve line item A through P?
Yeah.
Alright, motion by Bachelor, second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item six, that's it, right? Motion to adjourn.
Right here.
Second? Second by Garza, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved. Before you all leave, we're gonna have another discussion.